luglio a Rio. Guardo con gioia al prossimo luglio a Rio de Janeiro. I giovani devono dirle al mondo: è buono seguire Gesù, è buono andare con Gesù, è buono il messaggio di Gesù, è buono uscire da se stessi alle periferie del mondo e dell'esistenza per portare Gesù.
Pope Francis officially began the countdown to World Youth Day 2013 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. On Palm Sunday, he invited young people worldwide to begin their journey of spiritual preparation for celebrations in just 4 months' time. Speaking in St. Peter's Square, he said that he is also setting out on a journey with the young people and looking forward to meeting them this coming July in Rio. In fact, the July 23rd to 28th gathering could very well be the first apostolic voyage of his pontificate.
And when he started talking, we could feel that he was talking to the youth.
Maria Emilia Marega is a young Brazilian lay missionary from the Shalom community. She was sitting right by the altar on Palm Sunday and came by Vatican Radio Studios afterwards to speak to me about what it was like being up so close to Pope Francis and what struck her most about his message for her generation.
You have literally just fought your way down Via del Conciliazione from St. Peter's Square,
yes,
because you were at the Mass this morning along with an estimated 250,000 other,
yeah,
people. But before we go on to the Mass, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Okay. I'm from Brazil and I've been living in Rome for 4 years. Right now I'm working for a news agency, Zenit, and as well studying. And I'm also a missionary from the Shalom community, which was born in Brazil. And we are here to evangelize the youth, to meet the youth. So that's why I'm here.
What part of Brazil are you from, Mila?
I'm from the southeast, Minas Gerais.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful beaches.
Not really. Minas is more inside.
Okay.
So we are close to Rio and other states with, mm-hmm, the ocean, but not in Minas Gerais.
Now, one of the reasons why it's great being able to speak to you is not only because you're focused on evangelizing young people with,
mm-hmm,
the Shalom community, but also because today is Palm Sunday and it is the celebration of World Youth Day at a national level, and we're looking forward to Rio, which is in 4 months' time. We can hardly believe it. So let's start perhaps step by step. Speak to us a little bit about the Shalom community, your work and where you were born from.
Mm-hmm. I met the Shalom community here in Rome. I didn't know it before back in Brazil, but I was with the Emmanuel community, and they invited me to participate of a carnival, and it was organized from the Shalom community. And then it started like, I start to pray and go to prayer groups and find myself, like my way in the church, on the church. And here in Rome, the mission helps the diocese with the youth. Mm. So we, on Saturdays, we actually give Portuguese lessons right now, helping the Italians to learn Portuguese to get ready to Rio. And also some Brazilian dance. So, because we are like going to have a lot of concerts, and I think it's going to be a big party,
mm-hmm,
as Latin Americans know how to do it.
And Brazil in particular.
Yeah.
Now, today we had the Mass, which of course was led by Pope Francis, his first major appointment of Holy Week. And it was quite interesting because he had a very special message for young people,
yes,
at the Mass today, didn't,
yes,
he?
Yeah.
What was it like participating in this Mass with Pope Francis? What were your immediate
I think I was sitting right by the altar, like in the, with the other young people that were holding the palms. And when he started talking, we could feel that he was talking to the youth. When he said about the joy, the cross, and the youth, everybody was like writing notes and, did you understand? Did you understand? Because he said in Italian, but everybody, like, it was a big group from youth, from young people from all over the world. So it was very interesting that we could feel it. Like, we can do it. We can live happy, because he was talking to us. He was saying, never be sad. And I think that's part of everyone to be happy. And I felt like, I don't know, I think for myself and for everybody that was around me, our hearts just went like, okay, we want to go. And like, as the theme of the GMEG, like he said, go and make disciples. Go and make, tell everyone we can be Catholics. We are happy and we are youth. And we have the cross. Yes, we hold the cross as well.
He's saying that you don't discount the suffering, but doesn't mean that you can't also
exactly.
be joyful.
Yeah.
This is a new aspect, perhaps, that we've seen of Pope Francis, mm-hmm. because, of course, he's only been Pope now for a little over a week.
Yeah.
We're getting to know him. He's getting to know us. But this is the first time he's really concentrated on young
mm-hmm.
people. And he said, it's young people's job to bring joy to the rest of us and to teach us how to be young at heart in our faith. Is this something that you feel is particularly important and that people can learn by coming to Rio to be part of World Youth Day?
Yeah, I think coming to the Youth Day and also having a Pope that is from Latin America, South America, all these countries that are young countries comparing to Europe, maybe even this is a line to be followed, I think, in the church. That's the youth, like spiritual youth, not just it's like we have to communicate as youth, not just like and not just wait in the church for the youth. We have to go and meet the youth, so they're gonna be part of the church.
He said, "Yes, you can be young at heart even when you're 70 or 80."
Right? Yeah.
Is that a hard thing to do in today's world, though? I mean, there's a lot of cynicism.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain amount of criticism and aggression towards people of faith, of any faith.
Yeah.
You know, but also in some areas, particularly towards the church. So is it difficult to reach out to your peers who maybe have no time for organized religion?
Yeah, I think it is hard. It is hard. It is. But I think that grateful, the happiness that it brings when you believe in something and go ahead and keep going with your beliefs, it brings you more happiness than the sadness that not having a faith or being criticized or getting it hard on yourself. So I think the happiness and maybe the security that you have in your faith, Catholics or not, it should be bigger than the problems that we have to deal in everyday life.
Absolutely. And this is another important aspect. World Youth Day Rio from the 23rd of July until the 28th of July is open to everyone, not just Catholics,
right.
Isn't it?
Yeah, the Teze community is going to, like, they always bring a big amount of people and they are ecumenic. So it's not just Catholics. And I think it can't be like faith cannot be pulls. Faith has to bring everybody together. So I think, and Pope Francis is doing it like since the first day when he invited the Rabino and the Orthodoxos, and he's doing it. And I hope in Brazil it's going to be something that you can see with your eyes, with our eyes, to see Catholics and evangelicals and everyone together, I hope.
Tell us a little bit about Brazil, us from, you know, Europe or Asia or Africa who are not familiar with the context
mm-hmm.
in Brazil. What would you see as the biggest challenges to people of faith in Brazil that perhaps you would like to see the Pope address when he's there for World Youth Day?
I think not just in Brazil, but for all of us, what he started saying here about, he said in Italian, like my grandma used to say that the
shrouds have no pockets.
Yeah, they have no pockets. I think that's a very good point, because I think our generation, the youth, we are like growing up aiming to be rich or aiming to be successful. And we have to find something else. And I think the Pope can send us this message. I don't know how. I hope he like surprise us, but I think it could be something to should like touch in our hearts.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to happen in this week from the 23rd to the 28th of July in Brazil? Do you have any idea of what events have been organised? Are there any high points that you can share with our listeners who are maybe thinking, I'd like to go, I don't know?
There's going to be a festival of art festival with bands and theatre. And also, I've heard about a beautiful play that they're organising about the John Paul II's life. And also about a missionary, a Jesuit missionary. He was originally from Spain, José de Anchieta. So they're doing it very well with professionals. And I think that's going to be beautiful as art. And also the Mostra, that they are bringing paintings from the Vatican exclusively for the Youth Day. And the week before, the Missionary Week, that's going to be something different than the other World Youth Days.
Brazil is famous for its hospitality.
Yeah.
Is that a myth or is it the reality? What can people expect going to Rio?
I think this is a very, very good point. Not because I'm Brazilian. I've been around the world. I lived in America. Now I'm living here. And I'm as the Pope. My mom was originally from Italy, so I have a lot of cultures inside. But I really do agree that Brazilians are warm. We it's true, we are very open because I think as a culture we have different cultures. We are not just from this part or that part. Like we don't have one face. We are made out of different faces. So host people from outside, it's a pleasure. So it's true, we like to show what we like to eat. We are very open, and I don't think anybody's going to feel sad.
Or left out.
Or left out, no.